Marie and the doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Now, you may recall yesterday morning that the doctor was hypnotised. We had Pip the hypnotherapy dude, hypnotist.
Hypnolarious is the name of
yes,
his show.
That's what I was getting confused with. And he came in and hypnotised the doctor. He couldn't say the number seven. If you wanted to catch just a little bit of the hypnotic process underway, hit the Triple J website, because there's a little tiny video of part of the shock induction that was going on. Now, the doctor and I actually went along and saw him do some magic tricks yesterday evening.
Yeah, he does two different shows. And one of them is the Glitch Theatre in North Fitzroy. And that was the close-up magic card tricks, tricks.
Yeah, and
really freaky stuff.
Making people stand up and eat tissues.
You didn't have anything as amazing as, remember, was it last year when you had the answers in the envelope on top of the stage when you guys went to see the magic
class? Yeah, look, I mean, that was a big magic show.
No, this guy, he turned a deck of cards into a thing with a battery.
A battery-powered pack of cards. It was clever.
It was very good stuff. But after that, there is a video that I took of Robbie being forced to eat tissues.
Oh, and yuck, Robbie.
Just like being back at school again.
We will put that up on the internet for you very soon. But the magic trick, the biggest magic trick that that Pip pulled was hiding where Hypnolarious was at Docklands, because it took me 45 minutes to get there from North Fitzroy. It was completely hidden away, but I finally found it, and I walked in midway through his hypnotism show. And when you walk in halfway through a hypnotism show and you see a girl who's been convinced that a string of sausages is actually her grandmother's scarf that is around her neck, and it keeps disappearing, and she has to keep searching for the sausages. You understand that this man is really quite in control of these people on stage.
And how vaguely ridiculous you actually looked yesterday morning.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But I found some interesting facts. First of all, straight-edge people can't be hypnotised, because a lot of the induction...
This is straight-edge of the people who...
Don't drink, don't take drugs and all this sort of stuff. And there was a couple of straight-edge people trying to get hypnotised, and when he started doing stuff like, okay, imagine now you're deeper, you're in a dentist chair, they're putting the gas on you, and this girl, who in her mind, I was talking to her afterwards, she's going, but I'm straight edge. I don't take drugs. And she actually woke herself up out of the trance and stood up. So if you don't want to be hypnotised, you can't be hypnotised. But he did some very nice things at the end, because there was a couple of people who, he made one woman forget the name of her husband, like completely, and she just couldn't. She was looking at him going, I know he has a brother named Bob, but I don't know. And there was a couple of guys who just couldn't remember names of their friends, couldn't remember their own names. Before he made them wake up at the end of the thing, He gave a little trigger that if their loved ones ever put their hand, like for the night, put their hand on their shoulder, on the shoulder of their loved one, they would be immediately turned on and want to pleasure their girlfriend or wife for the entire night.
Wait a minute. What sort of kinko hypnotist show
they
is
were
this?
Consenting adults, and the women left the women who weren't hypnotized left the show with their boyfriends quite happy.
They steered them out hand on shoulder.
even though one of their boyfriends, every time he had a sip from a drink, went, Transformers, more than meets the eye.
Pasha Bolka, the name of that one. And in before that, where's your head at? 18 after 7. Good morning, Sam Simmons.
Was a question for all the people hypnotised last night by Pip at the Hypnolarious show.
Sam, stop bullying the new kid.
It's Jack Drews. How old are you, Jack?
I'm 18 this year.
He's a young comic.
18 this year. Doesn't mean you're 18 little. Yet.
But yeah, I'm 18 now.
Now?
Currently.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday. What did you do for your 18th birthday?
You're going to get bullied by me.
Very little. Yeah, surprisingly little, because I'm not at school anymore, and then my birthday was midweek, so all my friends are like, well, like to do something, but we still have educations and such, so no such luck.
So no education for you, just comedy?
Comedy. I'm doing a film course later on in the year, so that's
arty.
Comedy so till then.
You're billed as the youngest comedian at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Oh, after me?
Yeah, it's Sam Simmons. Well, we're talking physical age as opposed to IQ. But
oh, I see what I did there.
Melbourne vomity.
It's not the first year. Sorry, it's not the first year that you've done it. How old were you when you first got up on stage?
Oh, when I first got up on stage, I was 15. I did a festival runs as competition called Class Clowns Competition.
Yeah. I saw it,
and you saw it.
I saw it.
Excellent.
And how was it?
It's good. Was it good? Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Right.
No, it's terrible.
But probably.
No, it was very good. He's very funny.
Yeah.
So you saw him 3 years ago.
It was about 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Are you grooming him?
Have I grown since then, Sam?
Well, you've You've chunked on a little bit, yeah. I have to say, honestly, you really have. Because you're like, you know, slim and dexterous, and now you're, yeah. What's going on there?
I have no idea, frankly.
Yeah, Jack, it's all right. You look great. You've filled into your face.
Yeah.
But tell us, Jack, what does a 15-year-old with 15 years life experience make jokes about?
What are the gags? About old people?
No, not really. I don't know. I can't quite remember what just sort of little, maybe weird observations I'd had at school or in movies I'd seen and stuff. Nothing.
So now that you're an adult, though, that 15-year-old Jack, bit of a kid.
Yeah.
Now you're 18.
Yeah.
Real man.
Real man.
Yeah. What do you cover these days? Do you get a bit bluer? A bit ruder?
Not really.
Are you allowed to swear on stage now?
Can
you drink on stage?
I want to. I could if I want to. Yeah, I could do whatever I want. I mean, I could just challenge people to fights on stage, just wrestle them down. I mean, not legally, but it would be fun. My act's still pretty tame, just because when I started writing material, I'd have to, because I still live at home with my parents, which not quite.
Sam,
I don't.
Sam, you're not 18.
Yeah, so I kind of had to run ideas past them when I was doing, because they were taking me to my gig, so I couldn't just sort of just like riff all this really rude stuff when my dad's still sitting there and he drove me to the gig. That's an awkward ride home. So yeah, it's a bit tamer.
Well, I think maybe you should pick a fight with somebody in the studio this morning.
Sam Simmons.
Oh, come sit on my lap. Come on.
22 after 7, here's the Wombats. So there hasn't actually been a physical punch-up in the studio this morning, but there was a bit of an argument about soybeans going on, which was about as tough as it gets.
No, it's you and your Mr. Facts and Statisticians over here with your soy bloody, you know, what is it? It's
soygut. Soy yogurt.
Yeah, you and your soygut, but it's
crap. Soy product, most soy.
Do you have any, Jack Drews, youngest comedian at the moment.
From the country?
Do you have any soy jokes?
Soy isn't my strongest material kind of base, generally. I don't. That could be my show next year, just Jack Drews' soy extravaganza
soy joy.
Or something.
Yeah.
And I just throw soybeans into the crowd at the end, and
it's working.
It could work. But
the doctor would go, wouldn't you?
I'd go definitely if there was soy
year.
Oh, what's going on with soy?
What's
do you get soy monthly? do you? Like, seriously?
I don't get soy.
It's like a cult. Is it a cult?
What do you
Are
get?
You guys, like,
do you
the,
get red
like
meat
gnosis?
Monthly?
No, I don't.
Do you get ham hock weekly?
Well, stop bloody trying to, like, you know, tell me all about soy whenever I, like...
You ask
as soon
me
as I come
soy.
Near you, talk about soy.
Hey, no, we're not going to talk about soy because I didn't get you soy. You asked me to get you some carob Easter eggs.
Carob.
You wanted me to hide some carob Easter eggs.
Carob.
Egg.
What are you... Seriously, is it soy yogurt or yogurt?
Yogurt.
Yeah.
Full of vitamins, not vitamins, and I couldn't find any, but I found the next best thing to carob.
And what are they called? Sultanas. What are they?
In the vegan world,
I got you some sultanas, which are like vegan Easter eggs.
The next best thing to an Easter egg.
How disappointing as a child to get that.
If you woke up on Easter Sunday and there was just some organic sultanas next to you,
that's the equivalent of like coal in a stocking at Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Vegan coal.
So what's going to happen? We're on the cusp of Easter. We're going to send you out not with Easter eggs, but with sultanas.
Well, they look like little rabbit turds.
They do. That was my thinking.
Which is fine. So let's scatter them.
So you're going to take it to the streets of Melbourne.
So what are we doing? I'm dispersing sultanas around Melbourne.
I don't know. You tell
me. That sounds like fun.
Okay. Good.
Some kind of sultana.
Are you going to do that, Jack?
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll distribute sultanas amongst the people. It'll be all good.
Really?
Apparently, I don't work here. Come on.
You're the only one that doesn't, Jack.
Okay.
27 after 7. If you see a particularly tall man roaming around the shops with heaps of cash to spend, it may well be him, Jack Ladder, who picked up second prize at the
Buying
Australian...
the expensive rice crackers.
It's the Australian Music Prize. He picked up second prize, which is like 15 grand, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Ladder, the barber's son, and Sia in the studio at Triple J just a week or so ago. And I go to sleep and think about the doctor.
It wasn't the...
That was the undercurrent. If you heard that interview, and I think it is up on the Triple J website.
I don't know if that's the truth.
You can hear the love in the room.
It was companionship.
It's very close to love.
What do you call it?
Speaking of love, Sam Simmons, hello.
Head out the sultanas. Now.
Okay.
Hand them out.
Yeah, you're supposed to be there. Right. You're supposed to be teaching young Jack the finer arts of
so this is kind of like Mr. Miyagi and Ralph Macchio.
The Karate Kid.
Now what he's doing, he's trying to spruik not only sultanas but his show at the same time.
Why is he spruiking sultanas?
Blood sultanas.
like, this is because Easter's
blood chocolate.
Because Easter's coming up, and a lot of chocolate is, of course, the product of slave labour.
I'm not sure the best way to get someone to see a comedy show is to stand on the street yelling out blood sultanas. Mm.
Yeah, but the
know.
Thing is, these could be blood sultanas. You never know. They could be like slave hippies on an organic farm.
True. They are organic sultanas, you're right.
Give up the sultanas, Jack!
So what's the response from the general public in Melbourne been?
More bemused from just Jack looking at me.
Yeah,
he's doing his best. He's handing out, he's got some young men here. He's trying to give them some sultanas.
Do they want the sultanas?
Nah, no one's into it. Yeah. Take the organic sultanas!
Thanks, Sam.
Take the sultanas.
Lady Hawk on Triple J for you this morning. My Delirium. We're about 5 away from 8. And the comedy festival in Melbourne continues. Easter is just around the corner.
What about the Sultana Festival?
Well, this is Easter is now the festival of the Sultana, as we no longer give out Easter eggs. I'm sorry if you are a young parent or if you are a child. There'll be no Easter eggs this Christmas because of the cruelty aspects of it. Instead, we have the Fair Trade Easter Egg, or the Sultana.
Jack Druce, youngest comedian at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, out on the streets of Melbourne as we speak, trying to get the campaign rolling. How's it going?
Hey, it's good. It's good. We're right here just trying to hand out some sultanas. People are kind of hesitant of the Easter Sultana concept. Sam's trying to give some out right now.
How are you trying to convince them?
We're pushing the obesity aspect, saying it's healthy. Also, you know, people are worried about the whole Easter bunny, like it's sort of gone to the American. We need to bring back the Easter bilby, and these sultanas, I assume, are Australian, so we're pushing that angle as well.
Brilliant. Very good.
Yeah. Do you have any sultanas that are shaped like bilbies?
We could get some. Sam's billing them as anal sultanas now, which seems to be repelling some people and attracting others.
Sorry, he's
calling
them anal sultanas. Mm.
That's his angle now.
I'm
glad the plans it's all coming together.
And all sultanas, and one guy just took them.
So. Oh, good.
I guess it takes all time.
That's your audience, Jack.
There you go.
Sam Simmons.
Hello.
How are the sultanas, or anal sultanas, as you?
Yeah, that sounds that sounds a little bit sort of off to me.
They're going very well. The anal sultanas.
Yeah. Mm. Can we?
I've managed to push 4 packets of anal sultanas
Can we please call them Easter sultanas? I would much prefer it if that's okay.
Well, there's annual sultanas.
That's okay. That's fine.
We're from sultanas. So what Jack's doing now is some backflips and stuff for some sultanas on Swanson Street, handing out a lot of anal sultanas. Anal sultanas, sir? Yes. And he's grabbed them straight away. Anal sultanas, ladies? Yes. 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 It doesn't matter how much they yell out anal sultanas, they will take them.
That's lovely. Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Now, Sam, are you taking good care of the youngest comedian at the Melbourne National Comedy
Festival? No, of course he's not.
He's doing really well, and I can tell you now we're out of sultanas.
Good.
No more sultanas.
All right.
No more sultanas.
No more sultanas.
Your job
is done. I'm sorry it sounded scarless, but hey, look, if people are willing to take them, I'm willing to give it.
So are we here. Thank you very much, Sam Simmons.
Bye.
Fun. Sam Simmons. You can see him at the Bosco Theatre 9:30 tonight, and Jack is at the lunchroom
in
the
Town Hall.
All out of sultanas,
there's
ladies.
No sultanas in the lunchroom.
Yeah. Hey, coming up after 8 o'clock, do hang around because a very funny man indeed. Stephen K. Amos, you know, from the telly.
Mm-hmm.
He's been
everywhere.
He's been on this show before as well. He's on Spicks and Specs quite regularly.
Did you do a TV show for the BBC about penises?
Can we just try and raise the level? No. I think after 8 o'clock, we're going to try and raise the bar a little tiny bit.
Okay, let's get
the bar. Stop it.
And
why would we get a ventriloquist in? What the highest level of comedy.
What a perfect
someone who sticks their hand up someone else's bum
Come
for a living.
Come on! Listen, this is
Nina Conti, ventriloquist extraordinaire, is going to be in. And Stephen K. Amos.
Yeah, no, Nina Conti is amazing, actually. If you're near a computer, just type her name in, because she appears in a whole bunch of things, including films.
Mm-hmm. And TV shows like
Black
Books.
Yeah, so she's coming up after 8 o'clock. Bobby, Marika, the doctor. On Triple J.